This is Tim Murdoch. Oh, man. Coughing. This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio live. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. I am a little bit under the weather. Been working too much on side projects and other things like that. And I don't know. It's just one of those things. All this stuff backed up that has to be done. But the show must go on. So nonetheless, we're here today, at least with a shorter show. We're not doing a longer show today. Maybe Friday we'll be back to normal. I haven't decided what I'm doing with the summer schedule. I definitely will be probably cutting back Wednesday shows to the paywall. What I'd like to do is do longer shows on Sunday and then just doing a paywall show on Wednesday, at least for the month of July, and trying that as I have too much other stuff lined up, and instead of doing several shows during the week. I may do that for at least for July, like a vacation month type of thing. Maybe. We'll see. But other than that, you guys, you subs will get stuff. What I would do for the subs is upload the show Monday morning. I wouldn't be able to do it Sunday night. Would upload the show to the website Monday morning, as well as give the people on the site, all the longtime subs, etc., another Wednesday show, which would be shorter, kind of like a show today with just the news, just news updates for July, and take some a little bit extra time, maybe for the Sunday show, and maybe a little bit extra time for the paywall show on Wednesday. That way I can take a month and relax a little and get a bunch of other stuff done. But that's just a thought. You guys can chime in. But what's up? We've got, who do we got in the chat? We've got Kitty Waffy. We've got JJ Kurt. Yeah, let's get after it. I am a little bit under the weather. I've been working too much. I had a project last year, a gigantic landscaping project that I had to redo a couple pieces of. And this is kind of the way it works. Anytime you plant bushes, they can go south. But I only had one or two go south. And then I'm finishing it up. But the problem was, it's been raining so much. So all of a sudden it got nice. And so I had the bushes to put in. And you don't want to let them sit out indefinitely. You want to get them in the ground. So that's kind of taking up extra time. Hopefully it'll be done the next day, though. But nonetheless, what's up, Aaron White? You doing okay, buddy? Mr. Tree Trimmer? But let me, this is kind of scary here, this Chinese guy. What type of fish is this? Is this some type of sturgeon they're raising? That does not look fun. Yeah, it's a sturgeon. Oh no, I don't think I'd be doing that. I'd be messing with the sturgeon at all. It's a little dicey. Now this is my favorite bird here. Is this a crow or a raven? Can you guys tell? I think it's a crow, right? I can't tell though. Same family. Definitely not stupid. Got four peanut butter sandwich crackers in his mouth. Beak, I should say. Pretty impressive. He's showing off. Oh, and you guys got pet crows, pet ravens? I think that's a crow, though. Hugin or Mugin? I don't think it's big enough to be a raven. I think it's just a crow. Train them to peck at nons? Yeah, you got all the bright ideals there, buddy. That's for sure. You know, motorcycle racing is something we don't I guess I don't see it advertised in America. Do we have any motorcycle racing? Other, I'm not talking offshore motor, off-road motorcycle. I know that there's a lot of dirt bike racing, whatever you call it, motorbike racing. I mean, like this type of street racing, circle track, motorcycle racing, stuff looks crazy. Calling it TT Moments? And you guys watch this? I know it's big in Europe. It's dicey. I guess there's a big race going on over there at the UK. They do these all summer long. Their IQ is higher than Nan's. I guess still talking about the crow. I don't know. I haven't had much exposure to racing these bikes. It's pretty crazy. They've got a bunch of big race going on, I think, in the UK. That's what they're advertising. But we do have a dead fellow here. Belongs to a famous tribe. Mr. Newhouse. Dead at 96. Newspaper mogul, you know, and he is gone, back, 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 gone, as Ernie Harwell used to say for the Detroit Tigers. A man who didn't chase the spotlight, he steered through financial struggles. Now, this guy, the Newhouses, how much of our media do they actually own? It's like almost all of it. Almost all of it. Now, this is making the rounds, a little bit controversial because it's probably staged. It's funny to put up staged stuff on social media or stuff that you really never know. It may be staged, it may not be staged. You're kind of guessing unless you know the people behind it. I don't. I just toss stuff up on there and from Telegram to see what people say about it, to see how it does. What the algorithm does, since so much of our life is going to be controlled by a dude behind a button. But this is a black woman. She wants to ask a white guy out, and he turns her down. It could be real, though, because this type of thing is happening. But others are saying basically white guys wouldn't be this rude. I disagree. I think that's a 50-50 shot these days. But nonetheless, you guys can watch it and decide. They're saying it's acting. It could be, but it could be real as well. I just don't know. I didn't look at any recent comments if they're digging stuff up here. Hold on here. Let's see what. It doesn't look like there's.
What do you think this guy is really cute? Hi, I think you're really cute. Can I get your number?
She's pretty forward. How many girls in the chat are going to be this forward?
Cute. Can I get your number?
Not a fucking chance. You're fucking black.
Don't be
black. This is disgusting.
I
want a
gene pool.
Because
I'm. What is wrong with.
What do you think? Well, we always got these know-it-alls that say it's got to be fake. Might not be. Might not be, but you see what's funny is how much attention this stuff gets. If it's fake, it's funny that they would make it even fake. Why would they make it fake? For clicks is one of the reasons, and it's funny. This happens for real in another video. This is a riff off that. Well, actually, I've got several videos where this happens. Yeah, I wouldn't imagine a black woman going around asking for white men's numbers, but not impossible. It's not impossible for her to be told to fuck off, too. But I think he would, if he's going to use that language, he would use stronger language. I think, but I don't know. It's getting a lot of attention, though. It's all it takes is to put up a video that people think may be fake, maybe AI. It's anything racially at all. They're going to be dissecting it. It's funny. She's ugly. She's black. You know? It's a net positive. Well, it's a sign of the times. You know, what's up, Galaxy Wanderer? It's a sign of the times that people want to either parody racial videos, make racial videos, do racial IRL streaming. There's more and more of this stuff because it gets so much attention. You know, and the more attention it gets, the more money it makes, so they want to do it. You know, and whoever did this, I assume she's on TikTok because someone accused me of getting it off TikTok. And I'm like, no, I got it off Telegram. Got it off a racist on Telegram, actually. And they didn't put if it was real or fake or not. And I'm like, well, let's put this up on X because on X it'll go wild and people will be debating it. That's how it works. But nonetheless, I put it up and you have more and more of these videos out there. This if this girl's doing a parody, well, she's doing it for money, obviously, on TikTok. Not streaming Dax today. No, I didn't turn it on. I didn't turn it on because I only plan on streaming for about an hour here. Doing a lighter show. I guess I could turn it on, but I just left it off. I'll turn it on Friday. Like I said in the beginning, I'm probably going to go to a totally different format, at least for July, to see how I like it. No oil drilling. You guys are funny. But Trump, everyone's debating over this blue. Did Trump pick the right blue for the reflecting pool? We asked a pool guy. Well, he's doing this giant reflecting pool in Washington. And this is like in front of court cases and everything. I mean, it's like in front of federal judges and stuff over the color, which is hilarious. And it's super dark. Instead of it being like you can see right here, instead of it being like an aqua blue or something that you would see in a pool, he's doing something super dark. He wants to do a blue like in the American flag. So Dictator Trump has this blue like in the American flag. You can see it on your screen. It's a dark blue as compared to a light blue, which you'd see like in a pool liner or something. And it's definitely going to look different. Maybe it'll look better. Maybe Trump has a good eye for this or not. So he wants to match the... No one knows how it's going to look other than it's going to look different. Old Glory Blue, American Flag Blue. Let's reflect on the shades of blue while federal judge mulls aesthetic injury in the president's latest decorating flourish. Definitely dark. They're talking about the pool guy says it's going to make for a wild contrast because most time water isn't too contrasted with the sky. But when it is, it should make, because this is clear water. It's not like an ocean. I don't know. Either it'll look great or it'll look terrible. But Trump, constantly stirring controversy. And, you know, he's a dictator. What do you want? Dictator Trump. Ex-JP Morgan banker, this Charu Rana, hit with major setback, an outrageous slave lawsuit hours before court appearance. He's got to represent himself in court. His lawyer dumped him. He probably didn't pay the lawyer, or the lawyer probably, it's too sleazy to represent him. But basically, he's suing this woman here for a couple million. He should have taken the million and ran with it. I don't know why he's messing around. Is that a Jew-Jeet there? No, he's just a Jeet. Yeah. He's a Jeet for sure. And below him, you have... what do you have on there? Below him. Below him, you have this this executive, he said, sexually harassed him. I don't know. He should have taken the million, though, and walked. What's up, Global Chat? How are you today? probably. He's probably one of those, well, he's something super light skin if he doesn't do skin lighteners. A lot lighter skin than a lot of the others we see. So, Mr. Looksmaxer is having some issues here. He's off testosterone. He's trying to get his virility back. He's trying to get his testosterone to, basically he's trying to get his sperm production up. He's basically infertile, I guess they're saying. So he's trying to get his sperm production up by going off testosterone. But no sooner than he's off testosterone, look at this. Wow. Woo. That is like major. I'm guessing as soon as he stopped the testosterone, he stopped lifting. It's that's quite a difference, though. Yeah, that's the thing about these young guys going on all these drugs. There's no free lunches. It's one thing to be an old dude and on a bunch of drugs. It's another thing to be, you're only going to have limited life expectancy, so you might as well feel good while it's unlimited, I guess. But this guy, I mean, you want to talk about before and after. Holy shit. Yes. Now, $300 a month gym is Gen Z's social club. Gen Z basically is spending money on looks maxing and the gym. They're not spending as much money on dating. They're saying Gen Z's dating life is really just at the gym. You know? Das Racist said he never lifted. I've seen videos of him lifting. I guess that the videos were just for show. I've seen videos of him in the gym. So, I don't know. But Gen Z, they're not dating. They're dating at the local gyms. $300 a month for a gym is quite a bit, though. Why, you're not at the gym, Kitty Waffy? Aren't all the women in the gym, in the chat? $300 a month gym? Now, this old dude looks a lot better than Mr. Looksmaxer. And this dude's 70-some years old. Let's listen to this.
I'm going to ask you, how old are you again?
I'm 71.
71. What gym do you work out at?
I got one-to-one training.
71 years old. He looks pretty good. And this guy's on TRT, obviously. But 71 years old, you hit a certain age, your testosterone's falling off or your estrogen or whatever they do for women as well. Start optimizing those hormones.
I'm going to ask you, how old are you again?
I'm 71.
What gym do you work out at?
I got one-to-one training up in Houston.
All right.
Something called Richmond. Been there for like 25 years.
No steroids and nothing.
Oh, yeah, TRT.
Yeah. But looking at you.
It's simple to do. I only eat two meals a day.
Two meals a day?
Yeah, I'm trying to eat a whole month. Dang. You can't do that for 6 years.
But 71 years old.
Yeah.
40 years. Yeah. Hey, you make me look like I'm out of shape, man.
He looks a lot better than the young Looksmaxer. He's on a lot less drugs, too. He's just on some TRT. Might be on some growth hormone. You guys can comment. You're in Nature's Gym. What's up, Crafty Booms? I don't know. Just TRT isn't necessarily. I mean, the guys I know, it does the direct opposite. But he is a young guy taking it. He's not an old guy. What they do, how they do it as you age, just so you guys know, is let's say your testosterone's 30% below or 40% below. Whatever, 20%. What they're doing is they're raising it back to normal level so you feel good. Let's say you're 65 years old or 55, whatever. That's what they're doing. In my 40s and would have to get on TRT, but I get insane acne from it. Interesting. Tried it some years ago. Yeah, I've got a handful of older listeners. I don't know of any real young ones. But we're talking about guys that have so many kids, X whatever, and their testosterone was off 30-40%. So they tried it, and it made them feel so good, they stayed on it. I don't know anyone that's been on a long period of time, though. But I think if you're older, You know, I'm not on anything, but I'm not necessarily against that for some older dude. My only fear is that they shut everything down one day and you can't get your TRT, but I mean, your testosterone, I guess, would just go back to being low. There you go. You know, that simple. So. Yeah, there are side effects. There are no free lunches. But there are also different kinds. And sometimes the different brands cause different things in different people. You know? Insane acne. Did you have acne when you were young? Did it just come out of nowhere? But that's just, you know, everyone's got their opinion on these things. The battle over Trump's immigration crackdown comes to a parking lot. Well, they keep talking about all these people that are self-deporting. There's been a couple million of them, supposedly. But when you have 100 million illegals in a country, is what they're saying, 60, 70 million, whatever. I mean, you just have a lot of people here. You know? And with that many people here, you're going to have to do a lot more. But they're just still doing this, I guess, fighting with these, whatever, Antifa, anti-ICE activists. They gave them way too big of a platform with their stunt in Minnesota and all these places. Instead of just quietly rounding them up in red states and then moving to blue states and starting to put the pressure on after you've already deported maybe 30 million or whatever. You know. Hard part is getting insurance to pay for TRT. Oh, I would think you'd have to pay out of pocket. I can't imagine insurance paying for it. You'd have to have some really good insurance, I would guess. So. But they still do this. They're still running a lot of pieces on immigration. It's just no one's really paying attention to it. We just assume they're going to be here until we get some miracle or some dictator to get them out of here. This is kind of wild here. Let's check this out. There's a rally against rednecks hosted by Zol Muhammad. We make Frisco, Texas great again. He's got a rally against rednecks. We are doctors, lawyers, engineers, IT professionals, academia, business owners, your neighbors. Oh, man. Okay. What do you guys think about that? You know? Medicare pays for it? Really? Yeah. Well, you'd have to be pretty old. Or, I think that's Medicaid if you're poor. So, guy looks like Myron Gaines. They all look alike. No, but do you think anyone's going to actually attend this? Is this going to be controversial? You guys, what does chat say about this? There are so many. Apparently, he's running for office down there. There are so many Indians and whatnot in Texas, I would imagine he can get elected for anything he's running for at the local level. They're rallying against rednecks. I'm curious to see if more than 10 or 20 people attend this. I'm just curious. Young men abandoning Trump and switching sides. Yeah. Basically, you've got all kinds of Trump issues, but he's going to be dictator for life, so you got Trump to deal with. Probably not going to have any elections this fall. He'll just shut it down and just say, I'm dictator. This is how it goes. Be funny. I don't really believe he's going to do that, but it'd be funny if he did. Redneck equals whites, yes. It's a very anti-white rally. He's trying to drum up, I don't know, I guess you could say anti-white support, people that are pissed off at white people that are bitching at the nons all the time. I guess that's kind of a niche group. It may go over very well for him. I mean, these guys can generally get elected doing anything, so. But Trump's support is like, it hasn't broke 30% yet, but it's on the eve of breaking 30%. It's like no one supports the guy. It's bad news. This is pretty funny. This is, and I support this use of AI here. This is AI. This is fake, but I support it. If you guys couldn't tell, let's watch My Mud Shark Life by Zog.
My name is Kayla, and yeah, I'm a mud shark. So fucking what, bitch? My son Aiden is my king and my world. So if you ain't ready to step up, then get out.
I blame myself sometimes. I think it was all that football I watched. She saw me cheering for sweaty black men.
Oh dear.
And if you see Rashad, tell his dumb ass he owes me some motherfucking child support. Oh my God, y'all, Aiden got the gun again. Run! Now you know damn well you can't be doing that shit.
You need to get that boy under control, girl.
Shut up, Bone Queen, but don't be coming up here to my house acting a fool.
What you say to me?
Maybe at least Aiden will be a great football player one day.
I don't know. I kind of, if you're going to have AI slop, I kind of support AI slop like this because it pisses people off. It's actually funny, though. It's pretty funny. The fact that they made the black so cartoonish. I encourage the guy who has a growing account to make more of this stuff. It's, thought it was hilarious. Again, I don't generally like AI slop, but if you're going to do it, you know, this is Truth Nuke Media. And I like the big Zog in the upper right-hand corner. Oh, wow, this has 500,000 views. All right, okay. 500,000 views. Entertaining. For sure. My so-called mud shark life. Or wait a second. Let's get the title straight here. My mud shark life. Sorry. He needs to bring out new ones every week. This is a whole new venue. I wonder where he did it. Where he did the AI. Where do you guys think he did that? He might have done it on Grok. Possible. I don't know if you can do that on regular Grok, though, or what type of upgrade you have to produce an AI short that's a minute long. Nonetheless, kudos. Neo-Nazi wanted to kill all Jews and Muslims, tried to behead barber with an axe. Did you guys see this? So whose girlfriend is this? Yeah. It's not a girl. It's a guy, actually. I was making a joke. Neo-Nazi-obsessed teenager has been jailed for 15 years after attempting to behead Kurdish barber with an axe. The person that sent this in thought this was a girl. But, Wait a minute. Is it? I can't tell from the name. Alina Burns? I think it's a woman. What do you guys think? Is she a keeper? Pretty sure it's a girl. I think it's a girl with a shaved head. He's got a shaved head, so it could be either a really young guy or a girl. I don't like it when women have shaved heads. But, yeah, I think it's a girl. Alina? Yeah. These days, who knows what's going on. Neo-Nazi. Wanted to kill all Muslims and Jews, tried to behead barber with an axe. You think a young male would have succeeded? Alina is a girl's name, typically. Yes. I'm waiting for the girls to comment. Well, nonetheless, I wouldn't shave my head and trying to behead a barber with an axe will just end you up in end up in prison for a long period of time. 15 years. Wow. And this is in the UK. Can you imagine? I mean, you can pretty much do anything in the UK and get off in a few years. Raping kids, whatever. But trying to behead someone with an axe, failing, and be a neo-Nazi is immediately 15 years. I can't see the shoulders, but yeah, it's a female. Take your guys' word for it. Let's see, one of George Lincoln Rockwell's better quotes. Let's see if you guys agree. It's not evil itself which is horrifying about our times. It is the way which not only tolerate evil, but have made a cult of positively worshiping weakness, depravity, rottenness, and evil itself. George Lincoln Rockwell. It's true. A lot of good quotes. That one is fantastic. I totally approve. Now, this is pretty funny. How many GLR fans do we have in the chat? Any at all? Have you guys heard that quote before? There's basically all these, across America, there's like a bunker craze that went on over the past maybe 15, 20 years. And they have a luxury survivalist community. It's like a giant resort full of bunkers. And it's 5-star luxury bunkers. You can build your own, whatnot. And basically, they're already suing each other and fighting. So no sooner than they get these luxury bunkers built that the owner of the luxury bunker site owner, he's getting sued. And all these people are all geared up for Armageddon, which hasn't happened. But nonetheless, the owner of the site is getting sued, and these guys are suing each other over, I don't know, walking dogs. They're suing each other over all kinds of little things. But this typical America, you know, you have something like this. And you know, people buying these luxury, we're not talking about some kind of something you put underneath your house or some type of bug out location with this in the ground that's secret. But these people that are going to live in a luxury bunker resort, you know, you'd have to have a few screws loose to begin with. It's pretty funny, though. They're already screwing each other over. Yeah, they're already trying to sue each other and everything else. Can you imagine trying to survive? The barber she was trying to kill was brown, pretty sure. Luxury bunkers. Hold on, let me see if they got the picture. Yeah, this looks like a guy that would you'd want for a neighbor in a luxury bunker resort. A bunker resort. What a novel ideal. And no sooner than they get moved in, they're suing each other, fighting over something or other. That's the way it goes. Welcome to America. Is that Wesley Snipes? No, he's just black. And yeah, we have another Belgian nationalist. Well, this is about the only one. This is former Belgian MP. He's convicted of hate speech for factual lecture on migrant crime. This is Dries. Hold on here. See if I can get an actual speech from him. You guys can see him right there. Dries is going to jail for what? What is it? Be sent to jail to the judge's frustration. He won't be immediately sent to jail. But nonetheless, they're going to put him in jail. And he's 33 years old. He did the particular lecture in 2024. Fined 4,000 euros. Apparently, they're going to put him in jail maybe a couple years. Welcome to Europe. Of course, it won't be too long before they'll be putting us in jail for criticizing Trump or Zog or something. You know, what did Trump say? He wanted to put anti-Semites to death? So don't think that can't come here. But nonetheless, you know, these guys that stick their neck out in Europe just get hammered and hammered and hammered and hammered and hammered. You know, it's nonstop. Meanwhile, you can't even really talk about something like this in plain English. Derby grooming gang ringleader back on streets after grooming 200 girls. Grooms 100 girls, he gets back out on the streets. He's not having to serve much time or anything else. You know, well, I'm sorry, he did go to jail for 15 years, but he's already out. He served around 15 years. Okay, so he did serve. 12 to 18, all the victims. 15 years in jail. He should have been put up on London Bridge. Public hanging. But you can't really talk about this on the continent. And you got to be careful saying, and even Tommy Robinson got in trouble for talking about Muslim grooming gangs. Well, the Nick Griffins, the Mark Collettes, everyone's gotten in trouble over these particular, talking about grooming gangs back in the day. Now, of course, it's everywhere. And this is pretty wild. We've got Germany needs more diversity, says Labor Minister. Can you imagine sitting around saying Germany needs more diversity? Germany needs to be brown, basically. Yeah. Who refers to Germany before mass migration as uniform gray and even brown. And we want to fight for color and also stand against the so-called uniform gray. I even call it brown. Some people may even long for it. But that's not how it is anymore, and that's good, ladies and gentlemen. We can only succeed if diversity is truly embraced in everyday life. This total diversity cult. It's crazy. But nonetheless, it is what it is.
Und wir wollen Farb.
Hold on here. Let's see how crazy this speech is. Now, this is the Labor Minister. It's a woman. It's like Babel Bas.
Und wir wollen Farbe bekennen. We want to show our true colors. Dieses sogenannte Einheits.
We also fight against the uniform gray, or I want to say brown.
Grau oder ich will sogar braun nennen. Auch wenn manche
even if some people may long
sich danach sehnen vielleicht sogar, aber so ist es halt.
But that's not how it is anymore.
Nicht mehr, und das ist auch gut so, meine Damen und Herren.
And that's good, ladies and gentlemen. We can only succeed if diversity
kann
is
nur
truly
gelingen, wenn Vielfalt eben im Alltag
embraced in everyday life.
Auch gelebt wird. Und deswegen ist es mir auch als
that's why it's especially important to me,
auch als Arbeitsministerin besonders wichtig, genau hier anzusetzen. Wir brauchen die Menschen,
we need people who come to us,
die uns zu uns kommen, auch als
Fachkräfte,
ja, aber wir brauchen sie auch,
but we also need them to ensure
auch
diversity.
Für die Vielfalt in unserer Gesellschaft.
We have to have them ensure diversity in our society.
Das ist genauso wichtig.
That's und just as important. And that's why, because high-skilled workers are missing
in vielen Branchen
many industries. It's certainly an economic consideration.
Fachkräfte fehlen, dann ist das sicherlich ein wirtschaftlicher Aspekt, aber ich habe auch genauso zugehört, als vorhin gesagt hat, ja, wirtschaftlicher Aspekt ist das eine, aber darauf darf...
She's saying the economic aspect is one thing, but you can't reduce it to that.
Das ist eine, aber darauf darf man das nicht reduzieren. Es ist ein wichtiger,
it's an important aspect to take part
aspect,
in.
Um überhaupt teilzunehmen am gesellschaftlichen Leben.
Social life, get to know new people.
Neue Leute kennenzulernen.
And get the typical buddy vibe when you click with people at work.
Die typische Kumpelmentalität, wenn man sich am Arbeitsplatz einfach auch gut versteht. Und deshalb
and that's why it's important to embrace cultural.
Ist es wichtig, dass man auch kulturell
embrace cultural enrichment. That's kind of this is the funny part. That's why I wanted to play this. Hold on. And that's why it's important to embrace cultural enrichment.
Auch kulturell die Bereicherung annimmt, nicht
and not just talk about it in terms. Embrace cultural enrichment, guys. Don't just talk about it.
Nicht nur wirtschaftspolitisch darüber redet. Beides gehört zusammen.
The two go hand in hand.
Zusammen.
Embrace cultural enrichment. Non-stop. You got to embrace it. Germany's got to be brown. We got to embrace cultural enrichment. It's crazy. It's genocidal insanity. No doubt about that. Speaking of embracing brown, black thug sneaks into 15-year-old white girl's bedroom, kills her dad, and then lies on camera. Savage black killer named James Bryant Jr. got caught in a 15-year-old girl's bedroom by her own father. The black thug then shot and killed the Hispanic dad. Oh, wow. In cold blood during the confrontation, right after murder, he ran to the neighbor's house and played the scared victim on the Ring doorbell. We'll see if he looks like a scared victim. Point blank, he's in a Hispanic girl's bedroom. Father comes in and confronts him. And he shoots the dad.
Detectives say this is 19-year-old James Bryant Jr. hopping into a stranger's driveway Sunday morning and up to his door. The man inside, a father himself, did not open the door.
What's up?
Hello, can I use your phone real quick?
My phone?
Yeah, my phone there.
Detectives say a few blocks away, Alberto Hernandez Jr. had awoken to find Bryant inside his 15-year-old daughter's bedroom, where she told detectives she'd let him in at 2 a.m. and they'd had sex. She told them Bryant pulled...
Oh, we got a Latino shark. What do you call them, Latino mud sharks?
...pulled a gun on her father, saying he wasn't going to jail. Hernandez yelled at his wife to call 911. The gun went off, the men began fighting, and both of them ended up shot. Hernandez died minutes later. But Bryant got away.
What happened? You okay?
No, I'm hurt. I need the phone.
Bryant told the man inside his car was broken down, but as the sirens got closer, he got more desperate.
Please, sir, it's important. I need to call my mom.
Do you want me to call 911 for you?
No.
As the man keeps offering to call 911, Bryant stumbles off, collapses on the driveway, and inspects his gunshot wound, pulling something out of his backpack, finally hopping away. A few minutes later, deputies with a canine tracked him a few houses down, found his gun.
So basically, we got Hispanics versus blacks, and the young black got a jump on the Hispanic. Hispanic guy was relaxing, probably didn't think he was going to get shot. This happened a few years ago? Are they rerunning things on X? No, this is May 26th. So I assume it was fresh. I mean, there's so many of these reports out there. You know, I just saw that it had 2 million views since in the last 24 hours, you know. He is hopping around. Now, here's some cultural enrichment, guys. You're going to need these on the job, all the skilled laborers that listen to me. You're definitely going to need these guys to help you out, get the power running in this. This is like a backhoe? What is this? Front end loader? It's not a backhoe. It's a front end loader. It's about the dumbest thing I've seen. I thought this was AI, but this checks out. This is real. Yeah, I was thinking it was it had a backhoe on the back of it. You know how they have like a front end loader on the front, backhoe on the back. I don't know if you guys have ever seen one of those. It looks so retarded. You think it'd be fake, but you can't really fake it.
Hey!
Oh, it does have a backhoe on the back of it. I mean, they die every day in accidents from these things over in Southeast Asia. There's all these videos online. And you start thinking that sooner or later, well, some of them have to be fake, but so many of them just check out. People are wondering how he didn't get electrocuted. Well, I think the lines were down. That's what they were trying to do, fix the electrical. It's just about the dumbest thing you've ever seen. Did you forget where the brake is? Maybe it was broken. Maybe it didn't have a brake. Maybe he hit the wrong. Maybe he didn't know what he was doing. I don't know. Pretty dumb. Two dudes way up in the air like that in the bucket of a front end loader trying to do something on a giant on a telephone pole, electrical line or something. I was hoping to see Jeep fireworks or a giant arc. I think the electricity was down. I think that's what they were fixing. Russia, though, is cracking down. Russian woman receives 3 years in prison for making a hookah out of a traditional Easter cake. The hookah said, Christ is risen. So making a hookah out of an Easter cake, 3 years in jail. It's kind of surprised me they put her in jail for 3 years, but you're not allowed to offend Christianity, Islam, or Jews. Judaism. The woman also was suspended sentence for drug-related charges. I know nothing about hookah pipes. Hmm. 3 years in jail. They take this type of thing serious in Russia. I think in the West, you wouldn't get in trouble unless it was against maybe a religion other than Christianity. So I was kind of surprised to see this. But Russia has thrown people in jail for doing things around churches and so on and so forth. You know, Christ has risen on a hookah. Hookah pipe, go to jail for 3 years. You think it was due to the drugs? That's not what it says. For making a hookah out of a traditional Easter cake, desecrating religion is prohibited in Russia. That was the stuff they put in the hookah. They put certain types of tobacco in there and everything else. No, it wasn't due to the drugs. It was due to the making a sacrilegious hookah pipe. Let's see here. Venezuela oil is extra heavy, around 8 to 10 or less. We're talking about viscosity, I guess. Thick like tar and resin and a high percentage of sulfur, metals, and something else. It does not easily flow. Let's check this out. Showing us the difference. Why Iranian oil is so much better? Well, I think it's Middle Eastern oil in general is really good. You can see Venezuela oil on the right. Venezuela oil, they say, is just bad news. Yeah, there was a lot of complaints about oil executives about the Venezuela oil. They don't even want it. That's going to be our 51st state, though, Venezuela, right? Trump, of course, is having a UFC construction. They're basically having a UFC match at the White House, UFC Freedom 250 construction on the South Lawn of the White House. Now, who on earth would have a UFC fight at the White House? Trump, that's who. Look how big this thing is. This thing is as big as the White House. Why in the hell would you have a UFC fight at the White House? What's up, white bitch 666? Good evening to you as well. Look at that monstrosity. I don't know. Is there anyone famous fighting? Probably someone or two or three. A wrestler president? I don't know. White House sponsored UFC event. You know, he has basically endorsed or marketed, put his name on 200 products, something along those lines, since being elected. You know, he's always putting his name on stuff, always trying to sell stuff. Just absolutely insanity. Yeah, putting something like that at a White House or any type of head of state, it's a house for a head of state, just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, President Camacho, that's about right. Yeah, it's idiocracy for sure. It's a blood sport, but it's an American blood sport. You still normally don't see something like this at a head of state. I mean, you might see a head of state go to one, but you're not going to see something like this. This is the White House, the South Lawn. It is total Camacho stuff. Well, President Camacho. Total. It's so cringe. It is. It's bad. It's very bad. China. You know, every time you talk about China putting down its billionaires that get out of line, people always say, that's not true. There's billionaires that do whatever they want. I don't know. I'm not an expert on China. I've never been over there. But every time I turn around, if they have a businessman or a woman stepping out of line, they get killed. And here's a short video talking about it. But there are always people that say China, you know, if you have connections in China, you can get away with all kinds of things. Well, you don't have any influence outside the official channels. I mean, businessmen don't have anywhere near the influence in China that they do in America. It's just a fact. But let's listen to what they have to say about China putting down billionaires. See, in the rest of the world, billionaires buy the government. In China, the government owns the billionaires. And they only had to erase one man to prove it. Okay, let's play this. It's 2 minutes long.
The world billionaires buy the government. In Beijing, the government owns the billionaires, and they only had to erase one man to prove it. In October 2020, Jack Ma was the closest thing China had to a god of capitalism. He was preparing to launch the Ant Group IPO, a $37 billion financial juggernaut. That would have been the largest public offering in human history. He was richer, louder, and more globally respected than the bureaucrats managing the Chinese economy. And that made him a massive geopolitical liability. On October 24th, at the Bund Summit in Shanghai, Ma committed corporate suicide. Standing at a podium, he publicly humiliated China's state-owned banking sector, accusing them of operating with a pawn shop mentality and suffocating innovation. He openly lectured the Chinese Communist Party on how to run a modern economy. He forgot the golden rule of Beijing: the wealth is an illusion. The party is the only reality. The CCP didn't debate him. They decapitated his empire. Just days after the speech, President Xi Jinping personally ordered the suspension of the $37 billion Ant Group IPO.
Can you imagine someone that wealthy in America getting just totally decapitated after you try to tell the USA what to do? Can you imagine that?
And then Jack Ma simply vanished. For three agonizing months, the most recognizable face in Chinese business ceased to exist in public. There was no arrest warrant, no trial, no press conference, just a terrifying, absolute silence. While he was erased from the map, the state moved in and dismantled his leverage. They slapped Alibaba with a record $2.8 billion antitrust fine. They systematically forced Ma to surrender voting control of Ant Group. When the CCP finally allowed him to be seen again months later, the outspoken titan was gone. He was broken, subdued, and suddenly very interested in philanthropy, in studying agriculture. Jack Ma wasn't disappeared because he committed a financial crime. He was disappeared to broadcast a brutal, undeniable fact to every other oligarch in the country. You are permitted to build an empire, but the state holds the detonator. Welcome to the unseen markets.
I forgot about Jack Ma disappearing for 3 months. But China, you know, if you step out of line, if they find you guilty of something, you'll be buying a bullet, digging your own grave, and kapoof. So, there you go. It's about Han Chinese and the CCP and businessmen. Important, but they don't run the show. Fascinating. But nonetheless, in the comments, you'll see people saying, well, businessmen get away with this, that, or whatever. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, but every time I see one getting caught, they get hammered. Absolutely hammered. China is testing its state surveillance model abroad. So China basically has a surveillance state, obviously, and it's done so well, they're outsourcing it. They're going to sell it. Remote Pacific village asked for help with rowdy youth. The Chinese police arrived with a surveillance system. Then came the backlash. Can you imagine? How funny would this be? Chinese police in LA, Chinese police in New York City. Oh, man. Never happened, but, you know, it'd be funny. So the Chinese are bringing in, they're exporting this police state and their police, the personnel. Entertainment, for sure. Wow. Yeah, the kids went absolutely apeshit. Absolutely schizo. You know? China, though, I don't know how many of you guys are into computers. China has done something that's supposedly a big deal. Thank you very much, White Bitch 666. I do appreciate it. Thank you for the support. She's dishing out subs. Get a sub. Hold on here. Look at that. Look at that. Okay. Well, at least it shows up. All right. But anyways, I do appreciate that. And hopefully you're doing okay out there. They have a, they're trying to compete with NVIDIA video cards, right? But can they compete with NVIDIA video cards? I don't know. There seems to be a controversy. China unveils gaming GPU to challenge NVIDIA, but apparently it doesn't really challenge them too much. You know, it might challenge low-end cards right now, but it's not challenging any high-end cards. Maybe you guys disagree with that, but that's my reading. The consensus on it is like, okay, China's coming, going to start making its own video cards. My guess is it'll just get better and better and drive down prices because video card prices are too much anyways. So if you guys have an opinion on this, sound off. This video card controversy coming out of China. China, this is basically their first gaming first self-developed gaming GPU, the LX G100, which goes on sale 8 p.m. Wednesday. And it definitely is for the specs. It's supposed to be very cheap, yes. Shanghai-based Lizuan Tech. 5 years in the making. Well, this is probably just the beginning. They probably just copied NVIDIA. Well, apparently they didn't. A lot of people were really happy with it so far that I was reading. The quality is all over the place, the quality control. Oh, wait a second. Hold on here. It's also the first Chinese GPU maker and the fourth in the world to receive official Microsoft WHQL certification. All right, this is a big deal for China, but, you know, hell, at one time they could barely make a lot of stuff, and they got very good at it very fast. So with AI, with all their manufacturing processes and know-how, so on and so forth, I expect probably better and better video cards. And if it knocks NVIDIA prices down and all the other companies, good. Just competition. I think all that stuff's overpriced anyways. Smartphone sales are tumbling. We're definitely, from the looks of it, coming into some kind of recession. I don't know how interest rates are going to stay high, mortgage rates stay at multi-year highs, and not end up with a pretty good stock market correction. And, of course, smartphone sales are tumbling. That's to be predicted. I think everyone's starting to use older and older devices and keeping devices for 7, 10 years, 5 years, whatever. I'm waiting with bated breath for the Indian GPU. That would be kind of tragic. But I think the the writing's on the wall for our economy. Let me show you some stuff. U.S. home foreclosures are accelerating. Properties with foreclosure filings rose 25% year over year, highest in 6 years. Well, you have a lot of over-leveraged money in the housing markets, buying houses on very low money down at very inflated prices under the guise that they're going to keep going up in value, and they don't. Now, there are some areas that are still hot, those areas that are still very, very white. One of the areas I watch, which if I ever retired one day, I would go to. I watch that area like a hawk, and prices haven't backed off at all. Things are turning over, but it is super, super white, meaning 90-plus percent. So people are losing houses. Someone reclaiming in the chat says, I recently lost my house. Really? Sorry to hear that. Overpriced mortgage, lost a job. Or are you, hopefully you're not kidding. Can't imagine someone joking about that, but sorry to hear that. Or maybe you let it go because the mortgage was too high and you wanted to rent. I do know people that... I sold it for pennies. Okay. Well, there are a lot of people, typically when things like this happen and the areas in the country that start taking big hits to real estate, I mean, this is going to happen in Florida, already happening. People let their mortgages go back and they just go and rent. You know, that's how it goes when it comes down this particular road. The last time foreclosures was this high was 2020. It's not looking good. Canadian housing market. Mortgage balance delinquency rate soars by more than 50% in Ontario. More Ontarians missing mortgage payments as balance delinquency rate jumps 52% in a year. It's high. It's through the roof. So, but if you know anything about real estate prices in Canada, you know they're completely and totally out of control. When it comes to Toronto, when it comes to all these places in Canada that have just let real estate just go through the roof, I'm thinking Toronto especially, but a lot of places in and around Ontario. So that is a big, big number, you know. $2,000 a month mortgage payment plus making repairs was making me broke. Yeah. Too high of a mortgage will easily make you broke. There's no doubt about that, but it's rather sad. I don't know how many adjustable rate mortgages are out there, but what happens with adjustable rate mortgages is they adjust higher as interest rates go higher and adjust lower as interest rates go lower in theory. But with interest rates going higher, that could be a problem as well. So, but we are heading into some type of schism. There's no doubt about that. Because housing markets are hard assets and you can't bring them back very quickly. Now, I guess in America, such a big market, it could rotate. But I have a feeling it's just the price are too high. Jeremy McKenzie talks about Canadian housing costs. It's all millions of GEETs they're bringing in. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, because everyone wants then in the white areas. And the white areas go up even higher. You know, houses and so-called have been going up again, probably the last time before it pops. Yeah. California always has a lot of foreign buyers, though. ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages, are what caused 2008. Yeah, I don't know how bad the adjustable rate mortgage issue is. I do know you can get a lot of unconventional mortgages right now, you know. But you still have to, of course, make the payments or get kicked out of the house. And this is a hot issue all over the country. Prometheus faces a skeptical crowd in Evanston over a huge 1.2 gigawatt data center. Prometheus Hyperscale laid out a vision for a massive gigawatt, 1.2 gigawatt center campus on a ranch east of town. All these, this is Wyoming, by the way. They're putting up data centers everywhere. I think they plan on digitizing every human being on Earth or something. Because, I mean, they already keep track of everything you buy. They already keep track of everything you, I mean, within, they got all kinds of surveillance everywhere. This is just all these data centers. It's got to be for the planet. It can't just be for Americans. You know, unless they're going to digitize us and upload us. Only Asians buy houses in California now. That's what I was thinking, that housing prices in California are going up from Asian buyers. That's what I was thinking. You know, you're remodeling a place on Mars, but you got a lot of young guys out there, and this is they're working in tech. You know, one Meta engineer makes $300,000 a year and still owns no car, couch, or TV. Well, let's watch this. Basically, they're making a ton of money, and what they're going to do is retire at 30. This is the dream: just make a bunch of money, save it, invest it in NASDAQ 100, and retire in a few years.
Over here, we have my main sort of living slash workshop area. This is where I get all my work done, as well as my personal projects.
The decision to do without a couch and a TV is really just based on my own needs. I don't really watch a whole lot of TV. I just use my computer. I don't host people in my apartment, obviously. If I do decide to hang out with friends, I'll usually go to their place or maybe a third place. And in the case of hanging out with my friends in virtual reality, well, everyone's sort of split off in their own physical space.
We've got just the bedroom. I mean, there's really not much to my bedroom. It gets the job done for me. I have my blanket, my pillow, a filing cabinet doubling as a nightstand.
Make as much money as you can, live as cheap as you can, and get out of the rat race, or just retire at 30. That's his goal. Nothing wrong with it, by the way. Absolutely nothing wrong with saving money. But I have a feeling this, just invest all your money in the stock market and get rich or crypto or everything else. It's, yeah. It's probably going to hit a roadblock eventually. Trump is always making the news with something crazy. Trump threatens to bomb U.S. allies, sparking confusion in a wild cabinet meeting. I'm going to play this, but this is about Oman. And Oman wouldn't, the strait will be open to everybody, Trump said before he asked who would control it. No one is going to control it. We will watch over it. Of course, Iran is saying something different. Oman will behave just like everyone else, or we'll have to blow them up. They understand that. They'll be fine. Dictator Trump.
Wants control of the Strait of Hormuz. Would you accept a short-term deal that allows Iran and Oman to control the Strait? And would they have to open it immediately, or would you be open to that happening over a period of time?
No, the Strait's going to be open to everybody.
And who would control
it? International waters. Nobody's going to control it. We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it, but nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, so we'll have to blow them up. They'll be fine.
I'm guessing that they're...
I can see a deal in Iran, yeah.
Mr. President.
Could be soon. We are negotiating with them.
I'm imagining the head of Oman, the sheik or whatever, running that small joint, is probably on the phone with the White House asking if it's serious. That's pretty funny. It's just, you can't even take it serious, you know. Galaxy Wanderer. A perfect way to live. Don't waste your money on stupid shit. Nothing wrong with it. Depends on what you value, I guess. Trump and chaos magic. Well, we definitely have something going on in the Middle East, because one side's telling us one thing, the other side, Iran, is saying something totally different. So, and the U.S. is attacking stuff on any given day. Israel is still attacking and killing Lebanese right, left, and center, but they're also having a problem with Hezbollah HPV or FPV drones. Israeli troops turn to fishing nets for protection against Hezbollah FPV drones, and they are losing people every day to these wicked drones, and Hezbollah is very good at flying them. Very predictable, and that's where we're at. See if I have one. Hold on here. Hold on. Let me play one for you guys. You guys an idea. Now, this is a Hezbollah FPV drone. Well, I think it is an FPV. It's one of the Hezbollah drones. It releases a video of another Iron Dome destruction. They're destroying Iron Domes. They're just cruising around, hanging out, young Arabs in Lebanon saying, let's go get some Israeli goods. And normally there's a soldier or two dead. Surveying the area. There's people right there. Typically, they fly a couple more into whoever's around there, whatever Israelis cruising around there. And they don't really have a defense for it, but I will say this. The Empire is putting a ton of money into finding all kinds of different effective drone defense because this is a problem. You know, any 13-year-old kid with a headset on can cruise a drone around your military installation on any given day, sneak in, and then blow the hell out of something. Problem. And of course, they're worried about this happening in America to data centers with all these pissed off people. Who was it? The billionaire from BlackRock? Larry Fink or something worried about Americans destroying data centers? Iran vows swift, decisive revenge after overnight U.S. port attack as sides seek deal allowing each to sell their narrative. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen here. The U.S. is, of course, hitting things, and Iran's vowing revenge, but we haven't really seen anything unless they're doing something right this minute. You know, hold on, let me go over the Iranian state media has announced part of the current memorandum of understanding between Iran and the United States. Trump's talked so much shit you just don't know what's true. Declaration of the end of the war throughout the Middle East, all right? Respect for each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Good luck with that. Negotiation, a final deal within 60 days, the deadline of which may be extended for mutual agreement of the parties. Lifting of the naval blockade within 30 days and withdrawal of American troops from the vicinity of Iran. Opening up the Strait of Hormuz by Iran within 30 days. A pledge of $300 billion reconstruction program for Iran upon the signing of the final deal. Removal of primary and secondary sanctions on Iran according to a schedule. Freezing of Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the United States, not tightening sanctions during negotiations. Temporary lifting of sanctions on Iranian oil and petrochemicals. United States will gradually release frozen Iranian assets if negotiations make progress. It's a memorandum of understanding. The Pakistanis are in there. The Israelis are saying they want regime change. Trump is saying he has to have regime change, but you don't know what's true, what's serious. I mean, I basically just look at the Iranians and assume they're telling me more, they're giving me more facts than the U.S., you know. Galaxy Wonder says, Amazon drones flying around her neighborhood. Okay. Well, let's live in a nice, posh neighborhood. Don't tell us where. But a nice, posh neighborhood because, if it was too bad of a neighborhood, those drones would be afraid. Yeah, I already played that Truth Nuke Media, My Mud Shark Life. Hopefully he makes more of those. That was pretty funny. I mean, for AI slop, it was good. But I don't know what's going to happen next in the Middle East, but I'll bring it to you when it does. I assume there'll be another flare-up because, again, you don't have regime change there. And Israel, I would think, would hold some of the cards, if not all of them. I'm sure Trump has a little leverage over Netanyahu somehow, some way. They're partners. You know, Israel and the U.S. are partners, so. Uganda closes its borders with Congo as cases of rare Ebola-type surge. Now, this is the big news. We got a couple more news pieces left that I'm going to let you go tonight. Let you go a little bit earlier. I'll be back on Friday. Uganda is closing its border with Congo. And this Ebola, they're saying it's out of control. Now, we don't have pictures of bodies to the heavens or anything like that. So you got to kind of keep that in mind, you know. What's funny, that Mudshark comment or some comment got automatically deleted by YouTube. YouTube does that. It'll automatically delete stuff on you quickly. Do that on YouTube. Do that on X as well when you're streaming. But breakneck Ebola epidemic in Congo outpaces world response. So we have a response that isn't up to par, and we got Africans burying their dead. We also have Africans that are burning down their Ebola clinics, thinking it's going to help something. But Africa is just a disaster waiting to happen. Absolute disaster waiting to happen with these large populations. How many of you guys think this is bullshit? I'm sure it's being overplayed somehow, some way. I don't see any Ebola vaccines coming out anytime soon. So, you know, it kind of leaves me scratching my head. So I assume it's, you know, if it was the real deal, they'd be rolling out Ebola vaccines. But I did find the funny article from the White House. It wouldn't be funny if it was you, but I just thought it was funny because it's typical Trump stuff. I would imagine you'd have to backpedal, but maybe not. Maybe the CDC is behind it, that U.S. patients with Ebola would have to be treated in Kenya. Like Americans with Ebola wouldn't be allowed to come back until they were treated in Kenya or something like that. Talking about that, which got quite a reaction. I'm guessing some federal judge would rule that was illegal, though. It's like albinos raping Africans to cure their AIDS. Maybe. We have Larry Boomer pushing the Ebola shit. Well, it's definitely something's going on in Africa, but there's always Ebola in Africa. I don't see anything major of it yet. I'm just bringing you guys a headline. They are shutting down borders. That is legit. Uganda and the Congo. They're shutting down some big borders. So they're trying to contain something. I just don't know how bad it is. They're saying it's the worst one ever. I guess we'll know if there's like, you know, 100 million Africans dead or something like that, you know, one morning. There's a bucket of gold in the albino's head. Well, they'll find it, that's for sure. NASA reveals plan for permanent moon base, the size of a city with humans living full-time by 2032, and announced Bezos deal. Now, NASA, they're doing some deal with Bezos. Space Agency also announced a major deal involving Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin as it races toward planned human moon landing in 2032. So we're going to be living in the moon, guys. It's going to be a wonderful moon colony by 2032. Sounds like lots of fun. Lots of great activities going on there on the moon. Should be fun and excitement. You guys think? You guys think that'll happen? Be on the moon by 2032? Wouldn't it be funny if Trump unveils that they already have a moon base? No one would believe it. Everyone would think it's AI or fake. I wouldn't believe it. So, but I don't believe anything Trump says, so hard to say. Bezos has billions, yet can't understand what you're saying there, but well, they typically do deals. I was kind of surprised he got this deal going because Elon Musk has all these space deals right, left, and center. And Elon Musk has SpaceX IPO coming up, by the way, which should be pretty crazy. Whistleblower claims CIA used DNA from Ancestry and 23andMe customers in search for aliens. All right, so this is kind of funny. I'll read that again. Whistleblower claims CIA used DNA from data from Ancestry and 23andMe customers in search of aliens. Now, this guy is, I remember him from the alt-right days, right? Giorgiani. Giorgiani, he's on the record saying that Nordic aliens are out there and everything else. See how many news reports have him in it right now. This is going around all over the place. And he's been big. He wrote a book on aliens, and then he's been coming out with this stuff. It's just this one. I thought it was another one. It was Daily Mail had a much bigger expose, I think it was. Well, there's four kinds of aliens. There's the little gray dudes. There's reptilians. There's Nordics. And then there's insectoids. The only one that reasonably look human are the Nords. I'm interested to see where they go with this one. Giorgiani, hold on here, is anti-white. Is he? He was Persian. Well, he is Persian. I think he wants to go back to Persian. Persia and be like a monarch or something, you know. I don't know him. I've never met the guy. He wrote a book on aliens, though, and he's doing big interviews. Yeah, they're using 23andMe to search for alien genes. Eesh. Guys, be careful. You guys taking 23andMe as an ancestors. You could be Nordic aliens. Whatever that means. But cheers, guys. Stay tuned. And Wheezing the Juice. What's up, Wheezing the Juice? You doing okay out there? The Nordics are hot? Maybe. I'll have to see. Hopefully you're doing okay, Wheezing the Juice. Long time no see. Guys, I'll be back Friday about the same time, same place. And I may go to a new streaming schedule. Probably will for July. We'll have to see, though. Longer shows just on Sunday and a paywall show on Wednesday. Take July off from streaming so much. Redo the format or something. But I'll be back on Friday. Wheezing the Juice is always around, I think. But, you know. We are usually streaming to YouTube for low bandwidth, but I have to delete everything. Then Odyssey. And I've got to upload a couple different videos on Odyssey. But nonetheless, Odyssey, Rumble, and X. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. And I'll be back Friday. You guys take care out there and stay safe. I do appreciate the support. Let me hit the outro.